Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, as of an hour ago, we have the latest draft, which the media is reporting may be the final draft of the Global Government Treaty. The Global Governance Treaty, the most important meeting in the history of the United Nations, and that is in their words, and it certainly is. And it has the global tax. It has the 2% tax on all nations. It has a money transfer tax in it. It is just unbelievably corrupt, and it gives the private IMF and World Bank that the taxes are paid to the power to selectively enforce the rules. We'll be discussing that on this Friday, the 18th day of December, 2009 edition. I've seen some comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I've gotten a few emails saying, why are you spending so much time on ClimateGate and not more time on government takeover of healthcare? Well, you must not be listening. We've been spending a lot of time on government healthcare. We're trying to beat it in the Senate. If that doesn't work, we have a chance to beat it in the House. Right now, the momentum is shifting in our direction. But that has been widely debated all over the United States. The people know about the prison time, the 5 years if you don't get prison, the $250,000 fine. We've been beating the drum for the last 6 months fighting it. And it's important. But you can always repeal government health care. It'll be hard to do. We can fight at the state level as well. We can always fight the death panels. As big as government takeover of healthcare is, quite frankly, it's nothing compared to open world government being established and the president signing us onto a treaty and saying he doesn't care if Congress doesn't implement it, that the United States will submit to global governance. And he's up there demonizing America as this great evil. This is a UN speech today. We're going to be playing it. And we've got to pay for our evil carbon. I mean, this is complete fraud. And in the next segment, I'm going to play the audio from the president's entire speech. It's only 10.5 minutes long. And I'm going to stop and start briefly just pointing out the lies. But it's a fabric of lies, a tissue of lies, a compendium of lies. It is a infinity of lies. There's so many lies and so many intricacies. You could analyze the lies and fraud of this forever, because it just ties into so many facets of government and the corrupt system we live under. We are not just covering the ClimateGate fraud. We're not just covering whether man-made global warming is real or not. We're discussing the issue of a dictatorial planetary government being established that, once established, is going to force global one-child policies, force drugging of the population, force sterilization and abortion. This is already going on in India and China and areas of Africa and Latin America, where the UN comes in and pays off the governments to carry out sterilization, arrest, forced drugging. It's all part of history. And we now have Fox News promoting putting lithium in the water. I got news for you. They're already doing it. So, global government, the end of America, the president in a treasonous fashion signing on to it, as he's swearing to do this evening. He says, in fact, even if it doesn't pass, even if they can't get the other dictatorships and communist countries to sign on because it's too tyrannical, he says he's going to unilaterally implement it over the American people to the UN. He's bringing us under UN, IMF, World Bank receivership, whether we like it or not. Now, that's the biggest news out there, period. And that's what we're going to be covering. Of course, the COINTELPRO is very angry that we're rallying the people to defeat it. But your propaganda won't work.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 18th day of December 2009, as we hurtle into 2010. Piers Corbin, a top meteorologist, one of the most world famous out there for accurately predicting the weather, even a year in advance. He is world famous. He's been exposing the climate fraudsters for what they are. He will be joining us in T-minus 23 minutes from now on this Friday edition. Wayne Madsen will be popping in. Coming up in the middle of the next hour on a host of global issues. And we're also going to be talking to John Schaefer of a very popular rock band that's on scores of Billboard charts right now. He is with the band Iced Earth, but he is releasing today here on this radio show. We're very honored that he contacted us to do this. Much of my crew are fans of Iced Earth. Iced Earth has been around for a long time. They are putting out a free album, and I've listened to a lot of their music. I think this is one of their best albums, but because of the record label and things, they're putting it out under the title Sons of Liberty, because it's free. And, of course, you can't have a record label that lets you put something out free, so the band put this out separately themselves for free. And let me tell you, it's some of the best work I've heard from Iced Earth. And it is just amazing. In fact, I had a folder in here that had all the lyrics for Iced Earth. In the Fed, the answer to 1984 is 1776. I'm setting bushfires in the minds of men. You can better believe this radio show and our work and Ron Paul's work is a big influence on some of the latest music from Iced Earth, who reached millions of fans. So we're excited about having him in here for a full hour. Of course, it's the end of the Copenhagen event, the global government establishing event, and it is an Iced Earth there. Record cold temperatures right now in Denmark and in Canada and in other areas of the world. It was snowing a week and a half ago in Houston, Texas. That's generally basically tropical down on the Gulf of Mexico, entering into the mouth of the Caribbean. So that is coming up later in the broadcast today. Oh, and we have Robert Wanick, the high school student who's won some of our contest awards, an active 9/11 truther. Robert Wanick got beat up by a teacher and suspended for handing out flu vaccine inserts. You hand out the actual inserts that say it can give you cancer, sterilize you, kill you, give you Guillain-Barré or Guillain-Barré in English, has mercury in it. It's all admitted in the insert. You try to hand that out, they get very angry. And he's got witnesses to the fact that he was assaulted in America by this particular school teacher. And so he will be joining us to talk about this today. It's funny watching Wanick the last 2 years go from like a 13-year-old kid to now the chin and the hormones going up and he's getting turned into a man. It's amazing to see that transformation. He was a little kid a few years ago fighting the New World Order, and now let's just hope he can get out of high school without him setting him up and sending him down the river for daring to be a thought criminal. So that is coming up today. Okay, here's what I want to do right now. This is a 10.5-minute clip, and in the rest of this segment, the next segment, I want to attempt to play the Obama speech and then stop it and make quick comments about his lies. If I don't finish now, I'll finish this later when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv so you can watch the teleprompter reader. He doesn't have a teleprompter here, so he's having a lot of trouble. And here he is. The media said he was angry. He was desperate. He commits America even if the rest of the countries don't sign on. And it's just all lies. So we're going to now critique and translate and break down the manifest congenital fraud of Barack H. Obama today in Copenhagen, Denmark, trying to force through, according to what Ban Ki-moon says, the birth of world government. Here it is.
Morning. It is an honor for me to join this distinguished group of leaders from nations around the world. We come here in Copenhagen because climate change poses a grave and growing danger.
Hit pause. To our people. Okay, he just states that it's an absolute fact, like the unified corporate press has been doing, that it poses a great danger. We've got to establish the global government. You've got to pay these taxes to us, or basically the earth is doomed. I mean, just fraud. Continue.
Poses a grave and growing danger to our people. All of you would not be here unless you, like me, were convinced that this danger is real.
Hit pause. Okay, from the 191 governments, there are conservatively on record more than 50 of the delegates there who are questioning man-made climate change and questioning ClimateGate. And there are heads of state from many of these governments who are publicly saying it is a fraud. But there he said, you are all here. You are all here in agreement. He just keeps stating the lie that everyone knows the earth is doomed. Everyone knows we've got to have the global tax. Everyone is in agreement. So he just keeps stating the Borg lie that not only will you be assimilated, you have been assimilated. Just all lies. Every word. Continue.
That this danger is real. This is not fiction. It is science.
Hit pause. Back it up. Back it up 20 seconds. I want people to hear all this again. So, again, he says, you're all here because you want to save the earth. All of you are in agreement. You know this is real. It's not some fiction. Now, what you just heard is just, and the body language says it. It's like Bill Clinton when he shook his finger and said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Or read my lips, no new taxes. When everybody heard it, they knew it was a lie. When George Herbert Walker said it, when Bill Clinton said it, when Nixon said, I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook. People knew he was a crook. So here he is saying, we all agree, that's a lie. Everyone here agrees, another lie. The science is settled, another lie. This is not fiction, another lie. It is a complete fiction, according to the words of the Club of Rome in the 1960s, and again in 1991, and we have those articles directly from the Club of Rome posted, the scans of their own publication, saying we're making this up to bring in global government.
This is a grave and growing danger to our people. All of you would not be here unless you, like me, were convinced that this danger is real. This is not fiction. It is science.
Hit pause. It is science. You got to love how the three top institutions, NASA, Goddard, East Anglia University, and the UN itself, the three top groups, the head of the IPCC, has admitted now that he took out five scientists in the report who said man is not contributing to climate change. The UN's own report says maybe a degree. And that's a fraud. But you've got to love how they always say, well, what's really happening here is, sure, there were some mistakes and some lying by a few low-level scientists, but we have all these other hundreds of peer-reviewed journals. The peer-reviewed journals are all based on those lies, and there's hundreds of them. Classic examples in the last decade is there are thousands of buoys in the ocean, there are thousands of weather stations, and all the United Nations did was go cherry-pick the particular buoys and weather stations that did have increases for the year, and then only enter that data. There's that fraud. Or they zoom in on the ice core sample record of temperature that is detailed down to a 1/1000th of a degree per year. And they go into that, and they only zoom in on the last 50 years or so to show an increase we had in the last 50 years that's now declining. They don't show you that 50 years before that there was a spike, and 100 years before that a big spike, and 200 years before that a giant spike, tripling the spike we've seen when people were running around in togas. The Earth, on average, was 9 degrees hotter. Oh, and forget that. You want to go back to the Bronze Age, the beginning of the Bronze Age, 9,000 years ago. Stuff got hot, and so humans could grow more food and weren't just, you know, on the edge of starvation, and there were more animals grazing, so there was more to hunt, and so that's where we got the beginnings of civilization. 9,000 years ago, we can really thank the sun for heating up during that period. Thank you, sun. I mean, the ancients knew the source of life. That's why they worshipped the sun. But the UN said on Monday, the sun has no effect on climate. That's like saying shooting yourself 15 times in the head with a 12-gauge shotgun won't kill you. That's like saying jumping off a 5,000-foot cliff without a parachute and falling onto spikes, razor blade spikes, won't hurt you. That's like saying pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting yourself on fire won't hurt. That's like saying the Easter Bunny is real. I mean, it is complete mega fraud, mega joke. Hey, how stupid are you out there? How, you know what? It's clear I'm not going to get to this now. Let me look at my schedule here. We got Piers Corbin coming up in 10 minutes. Wayne Madsen after that. Before Robert Wannett comes on at 1 o'clock today, at the start of the third hour, I'm going to play all this video and just try to give shorter comments on it. It's hard because everything he says has like a million lies literally behind it. It's just, it's a joke. he might as well be up there telling you the Tooth Fairy is going to be his running mate in 2012. I mean, it is absolute bull.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian
We need to get excited. We need to get angry. We need to get focused. We need to get outraged. A private group of banks have taken over our governments, given themselves the illegitimate criminal power. I don't care if they say it's legal. Hitler could say that murdering masses of people was legal. Our nation, the courts, the Congress, once said it was legal to have black people as slaves pulling plows like a mule. But in your heart, you know that's a fraud. So I don't care if the bankers paid off the politicians worldwide to let them issue unlimited currency and credit to all of us. They own the money machines. They owe the issuance of currency and credit. They've taken over the planet. Now they want to cut off your resources to force you into actual chattel bondage and slavery. That is the stated goal, the stated operation. And, of course, they can't come out and say, we want you to be chattel slaves now. They've already bankrupted the world many times over. And it's been done by fraud. And they've already completely taken over the third world. And so they come back and say, oh, we want to give money to the third world. And then you read the treaty. It's 30% compounded interest loans. So they tax the West, send money to the third world with 30% or higher compounded interest and say, we won't loan you this money unless you sterilize your people and shut down factories. The corrupt dictators and thugs that run the third world cesspits that we're fast becoming because of corruption. That's why they can't get up off their feet, can't get up off their butts, because they're literally under corruption. These countries use corruption as a way to keep control of people. They work to keep them poor. This has been the stated control system of empires for 5,000 years. There were books written by the Babylonians, books written by the Romans. I have read them on how to control people. And you don't think the governments know how to do that today? Oh, we have their current documents where they say they want to wreck the industrial society to make you dependent on them. The government doesn't want your tax money. They want to own you. Period. They are parasites. And right now, this is being established. Right now, it's being set up. World government is being born. Everybody's asking me, well, Alex, is it going to pass? And the answer is yes. Yes. They've already got an accepted draft, and they keep adding to it, but what's currently been accepted, what's currently been signed off on, according to the UN itself and the London Guardian, and Paul Watson has reports on this right now at Infowars.com, what's been signed off on right now establishes a planetary government that levies taxes over nations on all financial transfers and travel. And they're adding more all day long into the night. They're 7 hours ahead of Central Time, 6 hours ahead of Eastern Time, and they're saying they're going to work through the night on this agreement. And they want to leave it vague. They put out a vague agreement, the countries sign on to it, and the UN can do whatever they want. Now, that's what's going on right now. Key article by Paul Joseph Watson. Final Copenhagen text includes global transaction tax and more. Another headline. Is the European police state going global? By Viscount Monckton of Brenchley. See, now we're finally talking about real issues. Global police states, global one-child policies, global armies, global taxes. It's all out in the open. They stalled you as long as they could as they were moving their armies up, moving their tanks up, moving their artillery up, telling you, oh, we're not going to attack you. It's the equivalent of that. And now they open fire with their full barrage, thousands of artillery pieces, tanks rolling across, shock troops machine gunning us in our foxholes, full globalist assault overrunning us right now. But thank God a lot of us went out and warned everybody about this, and so a lot of our people were ready, and we are repulsing a lot of these attacks. but we're fighting for our lives, fighting for freedom right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals in cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. I want to thank all of our great AM and FM affiliates, getting a lot of new affiliates. I want to thank the Shortwave affiliate as well, WWCR, number one internet radio show as well at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of people say they have the number one internet radio show, but we really do, according to Shoutcast and all the other gauges. Just go look. I see these shows that have like 10 listeners saying they're number one. We're number one with over 400,000 internet radio listeners a day. side issue. I hardly ever talk about that. I just thought I would throw that factoid out there at you. And over 200,000 people a day tuning in to the free podcast, subscribing to that at Infowars.com on the listen page as well. Okay, for the balance of this hour, I thought we'd get into the latest on ClimateGate, the fraud, a long list of frauds. Santer at the UN and others, admittingly now coming out and saying that they altered UN reports. That's on top of ClimateGate. That just broke Wednesday on Jesse Ventura's new TV show. Santer admitted it in an interview. We're going to be talking about the science behind it. And we're also going to be talking about the latest in Copenhagen as open world government is being announced and it looks like established. We've got to fight this fraud. Piers Corbyn is a leading. I set out to find someone who is known as a leading meteorologist, astrophysicist. I mean, the degrees go on and on. And from all the experts I've talked to and looked at, he's one of the top forecasters who has accurately been forecasting weather at levels much more accurate than even governments and NASA and others. So he's here to explain to us today how he's been able to do that as well. WeatherAction.com. Mr. Corbyn's, the British press calls you Dr. Corbyn, but it all gets confusing with all these different scientific areas you're an expert in. But in a nutshell, tell us your main area of study about weather action and then the fraud of man-made climate change.
Yes, well, I got a first-class degree from Imperial College in physics and then went on and did astrophysics at Queen Mary College in London. These are both in London. And I developed from that into studying the sun and how the sun affects the Earth's weather. And after some years of studying all sorts of ideas, we developed this method for long-range weather forecasting called the solar weather technique, which depends on the magnetic and particles coming from the sun and how they change circulation patterns on Earth, subject to certain modulations, such as what the moon is doing as well.
And from studying most of the scientists we talk to, more and more say the evidence is showing that the sun is one of the main drivers, but the UN, again on Monday, just declared as if they were the Pope saying the Earth is the center of the universe and flat. They announced that the sun has nothing to do with it.
Yes, well, they would, wouldn't they? Because they have another agenda. Now, we know that what they say is failed science based on fraudulent data. And we know from our own measurements and actual experience that the sun is the main the prime driver of all weather change on the Earth, and carbon dioxide has nothing, absolutely nothing, zero influence for whatever reason to do with feedbacks or whatever, but it has no influence.
And am I right, doctor, in saying it is one of the lowest trace gases in the atmosphere?
That's right, yes. There's only one part in 3,000 is carbon dioxide. Now, of course, they argue all sorts of critical processes, but we say, well, show us the evidence, actual observational evidence that carbon dioxide drives temperatures and extreme events, and there is none. And I was on Russian TV a few days ago pointing at somebody from the United Nations Climate Committee, the IPCC, and said, all right, if you have the evidence, email it to me. And I gave him my email address, piers@weatheraction.com, on the air. And so far, he's emailed nothing. And, of course, he won't because there is no evidence.
Well, most of these guys know it's fraud. I've talked to a lot of them at events, on the street, at smart growth conferences, and they just off-camera laugh and say, buddy, we're getting rich. I mean, this is just a band of criminals.
It is cynical, yeah. I mean, I know some of them, you know, friends of mine in some sense, or they were friends of mine, saying, well, Piers, I'll say quite openly, you may well be right, and they might even say you are right, but I've got mouths to feed. And, you know, they'll go on this gravy train for as long as it's there, which is scandalous, of course. Scandalous. I mean, we believe in weather action that all science and policy making has to be evidence based, and this is not evidence based. It's based on fraud, and as you mentioned, there's been a whole lot of revelations coming out of the fraud, not just that the University of East Anglia have been meddling with data to make their bizarre little models fit history and rub out the medieval warm period, but we now know, for example, in New Zealand, data was chosen so that although the real data showed a falling of temperatures of 0.7 degrees centigrade per century, they fiddled it to turn it into a rising of 1.2 degrees per century. And we now know that in Russia, they selected Russian weather stations to choose the ones which were nearest to what they wanted. So they threw away 75% of the Russian data. And the Russians nicely announced this a few days ago, at the same time as a cold blast of air whacked through Copenhagen to England, bring in blizzards on the way at the same time as Obama landed. And we, in fact, at Weather Action, had forecasted just these blizzards in detail from 30 days ahead, although the general idea is we often forecast from longer ahead.
Now, one of their favorite tricks is you have hundreds of thousands of different sub-weather systems, according to what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, and they will just pick one little area that's having extreme weather, but you're always, out of thousands of different areas, going to be able to find a few areas that are having extreme weather. That is normal.
Absolutely, yes. You see, because, you know, every town and city has got a maximum and minimum of wet, you know, an amount of rainfall, amount of sunshine and so on. So you go around the world, in any year or month, you can find somebody who's got an extreme and you can announce it. Which, of course, isn't just nonsense. Whereas at Weather Action, from a long time ahead, we can announce periods, very short periods, around the world where there will be a whole lot of simultaneous, more or less simultaneous, weather extreme events, which happened, for example, from the 17th to 19th of November this year. There were enormous storms and deluges in the USA, in Africa, India, Australia, and Europe. And we predicted those a long time ahead. So, you know, there are real extremes going on, and those type of things they cannot predict. All they can do later after something is say, oh, there's an extreme, that must be CO2.
Well, shifting gears with Piers Corbin, shifting gears, sir, why have you been so accurate with long-term forecasting at weatheraction.com?
Well, the reason why we're accurate is because we understand the essential nature of the magnetic and particle relationship which drives the Earth's weather and climate. Now, obviously, it's vastly complicated, so we don't have supercomputers to do it or models, which, just like financial models, would go wrong. What we're able to do is understanding the periods of the forcing factors and the changing forcing factors is we can identify when in the past there were very similar Sun-Earth magnetic forcing factors affecting the world as there will be at some time in the future.
So by knowing the past, you know the future, understanding the science.
Exactly. The point we make is there's nothing new happening. All the weather you see now has happened before sometime. We just have to identify when in the past is going to be very similar to sometime in the future. And it might be 40 years ago, it might be 100 years ago, but we have ways which are quite mathematically clever of finding out.
Have you read about John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, who's also involved in the ClimateGate emails? He says they're going to save us. They're always saving us from something new. He says with geoengineering or terraforming, he says they're doing tests to manipulate the weather. The Russians, the Chinese, they all claim they can control the weather. In your modeling, I know you're looking at the entire planet, the sun, the particles, the nuclei coming in from space. But do you ever see anything weird going on because of some of the weather modification testing?
Well, very difficult to know. If they could really control the weather, I don't think they'd allow a blizzard to happen when Obama landed in Copenhagen. So it certainly couldn't be that good. But I'm aware of these things that they are doing experiments with, and I know some things do work to an extent. Now, there's a curious little story about what happened in China recently. Because in this period, the 17th to 19th of November, which we had predicted would be a lot of extreme weather, in China there was, the Chinese reported 3 million people had to be moved out of their homes because of absolutely massive snowstorms. And there was also a story around that although there may have been natural processes going on, that they were also cloud seeding at the same time or just before, and it had made these worse. Now, the problem is, of course, we've got no way of verifying this because the Chinese government aren't going to say that they did this, which resulted in 32 people dying when some buildings collapsed. But we do know as well there were very real events around the world which we had predicted a long time ahead.
Well,
And they're based on looking back in the past, so there's
sure.
No way that they could have, anyone knew what we were saying anyway. So,
well, I tend to agree with you because I've talked to Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, and others, and
mm-hmm.
he said they can, with the right conditions, they could make a hurricane, they
mm-hmm.
could strengthen one or weaken one, but he said that when the giant weather system is coming in, that it's so huge that it's hard to control. But he says
yeah,
in smaller areas, they can manipulate things. And I would know, well, the Russians...
They've got to have the situation there already to be triggered, I would have thought, yes.
Absolutely. But on top of that, it isn't that they couldn't knock out a smaller snowstorm. The Russians brag they can do that. It's that if you've got a giant northern blast coming in, it would be too big for them to manipulate.
Oh, sure. I'm no doubt that I'm sure it can't be done. And I say never will be done, but you have to be careful about never these days. You just don't know what's possible. But, you know, the Sun-Earth lunar system is vastly more powerful than anything man can mobilize. But, of course, if man can play at the critical edges when something is tipping one way or the other, then there are possibilities, but they only work at those times, and those times occur due to natural processes. So any control is only limited to certain sensitive areas, such as when our solar weather impact periods are happening, and those are very definitely periods when.
So what is going on with the sun right now? I mean, why has it been? Why have we been cooling for 9 years?
We've been cooling for 9 years, essentially because of the. A decline in solar activity and it being a odd sunspot cycle we're just leaving. And when that happens in an odd sunspot cycle, you will get less warming. We're also in the situation where the effect of the moon is to, limit the effect of particles which would cause warming. When you get into an even cycle, things change, and in fact, even cycles are generally colder than odd cycles, and we're now entering an even cycle.
Sir, what would, I mean, as a leading astrophysicist...
Even, you see, with cycle 23, we just finished it, and we started cycle 24.
Sure. I mean, as a leading astrophysicist and someone who studies the entire Earth-Sun-Moon relationship,
yeah.
What type of... cycle or what area of the cycle were we in 9,000 years ago when the warming was, according to the graphs I've seen, much hotter than it's been in the last century?
Right. Well, to be specific, we'd have to look carefully, but the world temperature would depend on the solar activity and how well that activity actually reaches Earth, which is about magnetic connectivity. And that is going to be affected not just by the 22-year magnetic cycle of the sun, but also by the close orientation of the Earth's axis relative to the sun's magnetic axis. So there's that question. There's a question of the solar-lunar things, and then there's the question of the slow cycles of general solar activity, which are they're not just operating on the scale of 11 years or so, but on hundreds of years. If not many hundreds of years. So it's going to be all those combinations of the solar activity, lunar modulations, and orientation. So I couldn't be specific exactly to say, but should in principle be able to predict when in the future similar things will happen again.
When will we have something close to what happened during the beginning of the Bronze Age? I mean, the heating up.
Maybe never, because you see, sometime there's got to be a return to an ice age. The natural state of the world for the last few million years is ice ages with intermittent warm periods lasting, you know, typically 10,000 years, which we're in now, and we are, you know, in year 10,000 now. So logically, there is an ice age due. Now, it might have been that was almost an ice age coming at about 0 AD, because, you know, since then, or 1000 AD, since then it has been notably colder, but we don't know. What we can say about the next 100 years is, according to our theory, and I don't like using the word model, because we base it on observations and equations rather than playing games with computers, although we do use computers, of course. Our theory shows that we're in for a continuing general cooling. There will be fluctuations in it, but we don't expect to ever get to above the 1998 levels of world.
Amazing. Let's get into their fraud when we come back. We've got a break, sir. Piers Corbin is our guest. Amazing information.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
He's agreed to stay with us about 20 minutes in the next hour because I want to talk more about what an ice age would look like. Just 200 miles north of me is where the last ice age, the main glacier, ended in southern Oklahoma. Up in Oklahoma, you just see giant boulders out in the middle of flat fields brought there by several hundred foot thick glaciers. And all the evidence, all the real science. What governments really believe is we're going into an ice age. They fraudulently chose warming because they believe that would scare the public better and that people wouldn't believe an ice age was coming. They know it's a fraud. It's a sick, cynical joke. So our guest is coming up with us more in the next hour. We'll talk about the scientific fraud, ClimateGate, some of the other frauds that haven't been as well publicized. Before I do that, UPS can still ship to most areas of the country by Wednesday. It's not guaranteed, but if you order today, we got folks in here shipping tomorrow. Most areas will still get it in time for Christmas. You can get my new film, Fall of the Republic, covering the global government, UN takeover of the planet, through the fake climate change fraud, through all their fear-mongering, the population control, the eugenics, John P. Holdren, Al Gore, Jay Rockefeller. This is my greatest film. And you can get a free Obama T-shirt, anti-Obama T-shirt. You can get a free Don't Tread on Me T-shirt for a limited time at InfoWars.com when you order Fall of the Republic. We have other deals where you can get Obama deception free with Fall of the Republic or Endgame. I just want to get this out to folks. And so it's a great gift, or give it as a gift for yourself. And it's not too late up until Christmas Eve to give friends and family PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. All my films in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, my live radio show that we simulcast on TV for the last 2 hours every day. 6 years, coming up on 6 years of archives, PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 5.5 months free when you sign up in the month of December. So take advantage of that or give it as a gift. You can share the passcode with six people. So you can give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and give a few friends and family the username and passcode as an e-card. Okay, this is a short segment. Going back to our guest, finishing up with one of the leading, Piers Corbin, heads up WeatherAction.com, a astrophysicist, meteorologist. His forecasts for my research are among some of the most accurate out there years ahead. And he does this by knowing the history. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I believe Lord Acton said that, or did he say power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
He said a lot of things, I think.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a few minutes left here. We're going to come back with some longer segments. Specifically, I understand the ice age is 100, 200, 400, 500. We just know we're due for another one. We're going into a cooling trend now. What would an ice age look like?
Well, they take about a couple of thousand years to develop fully, but what happens is the ice caps in both hemispheres would increase in size, and it just gets progressively colder, and the sea freezes over in the polar regions, and it all just makes the moves towards the equator. So typically across the United States of America, you'd have an ice front, and an ice cap would extend there. And in the case of the last ice age in Britain, it went through the middle of Britain. So the south of England was actually ice, not ice, and the Scotland and the whole of northern England and most of Ireland was covered in ice. And you could walk to Europe, and the whole of Russia would have been covered in ice, and Scandinavia covered in ice. So if an ice age comes, all those people would come south. So all the Canadians, Scandinavians, and Russians would all come south. Or else they'd find ways of overcoming this by building things on the ice, which is an interesting idea.
Was there a more ancient ice age? I mean, because I know that the ice came all the way down to Texas.
There were other ice ages which came down further than the last one. That is correct. They've been different sizes, and they happen typically every 100,000 years or 90,000 years or 120,000 years.
All right, we'll be right back. Back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.